Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Suspect taken into custody after sheriff's office alert. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office has taken an individual into custody following a public alert issued Monday afternoon. Authorities had asked the public to be on the lookout for a person of interest last seen in the areas of Force Road, Dowd Ranch, and Hidden Valley. The individual was described as wearing a green sweatshirt, black baseball cap, and gray shorts. According to information shared on social media, the situation may have begun when a driver was pulled over and a man reportedly fled the vehicle on foot. However, officials have not confirmed those details. The sheriff's office has not released additional information at this time regarding the circumstances surrounding the incident. Lawmakers shift focus to reforming Wyoming Business Council. The Wyoming Business Council is no longer facing elimination, but lawmakers are now turning their attention to reforming the state's primary economic development agency. According to Wildfile, after surviving a Freedom Caucus-backed effort to dismantle it earlier this year, the Wyoming Business Council is now under review by legislative committees looking to redefine its role and structure. Lawmakers say part of the confusion stems from decades of legislation, more than 90 pages of statutes that have created a broad and sometimes unclear mission for the agency. During recent meetings, members of the legislature's Joint Minerals, Business, and Economic Development Committee and Joint Appropriations Committee debated everything from the council's structure to how it distributes funding. The legislature already reduced the council's upcoming two-year budget from about $54 million to roughly $15 million, keeping it operational while reforms are considered. Some lawmakers question whether the state should be involved in economic development at all, while others argued the agency plays a critical role in addressing challenges like workforce shortages and population decline. Business Council CEO Josh Durrell told lawmakers the agency is working within a complex set of mandates while trying to respond to those challenges, noting many young residents continue to leave the state. At the same time, critics say some programs, especially the Business Ready Community Grant and Loan Program, have drawn concern over whether the state is picking winners and losers. Lawmakers are now considering shifting away from grants towards more loan-based programs and may move some responsibilities to other agencies. The review is expected to continue when legislative committees reconvene in June. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.